You're tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, the Theatre Royal in Stratford, oh, it's the sort of place that doesn't mind putting a few noses out of joint, does it? I'm putting on a controversial play or two, but probably none more so than the current production, Gutted, yeah? Written and directed by award-winning Ricky Beadle Blair, who, well, if the technology allows us, and the gremlins, I have seen them running around a couple of times this morning, allows us to do this. Join now, live on the line, Ricky Beadle Blair. Hello, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hey, I'm here. I've
you are there. I knew you'd do it. I knew it'd all work at the end of the day.
Hugging the gremlins.
Swatted them all as we went round. Oh, there goes another one. Right. Gutted, can you just tell us, what's it all about?
Gutted is about four brothers on a council estate in southeast London, where I'm from. And it's they all seem like the cock of the walk. They all seem very confident. They're a bit scary, you know, the kind that if you cross one of them, the others will be on top of you. And, you know, they're always selling dodgy things at the pub, those brothers. And but it's about what's going on behind that front, and all their secrets and lies all kind of tumbling out on one tumultuous day.
I tell you what, I went to see it the other week, and it is quite a production. There's something about it, because I think we should say that it is, it's what we say, suitable for audiences, we're saying 16 and over, sort of takes on what we call adult themes, and of course we are sort of like daytime radio here, so we can't maybe go into too much exactly what that's all about, yeah. But do you see it as being, the idea of the play, is it to shock people, is it to inform people, is it to entertain people? I mean, what is it exactly? What do you say is the play's all about in terms of that?
Not intended to shock people, though clearly it does, from what you're saying. And also, I have to say, watching it myself every night, I'm kind of, wow, who wrote this? From? But, I mean, the whole thing is, the thing that fuels what I write every single time is love. So I like to take a subject that I don't really, that worries me, or I don't understand, or confuses me, or frightens me a little bit. Very few things frighten me, but things that kind of unshake me a bit. And then I try and find the humanity in that. So, like, a little while ago I did a play at Stratford about the Holocaust. And what I really wanted to do, besides, obviously, looking at the plight of black people and Jewish people and so on and so forth, gay people in the Holocaust, and sympathising with them, I wanted to understand more why somebody would do that. Because I feel like we will repeat our mistakes unless we understand one another and understand ourselves. So with this, I didn't aim to shock the audience. I aim to look at things that we hide under the carpet and look at them and try to love each other regardless of our past mistakes.
And would you say, I mean, you said this play set in southeast London,
yeah,
and also you grew up in an estate down in southeast. I mean, is this autobiographical?
No, it is, because all the characters are you. I have to, that's the whole point. I have to take things that I think I would never do that. And then I find the equivalent in myself. So the characters may not have done the things that the brothers or the people around them have done, but I've done something that equates with that, and I've tried to walk in their shoes. And some things have happened to me or around me or to, you know, to my family or to my friends, but it's not a directly autobiographical. I'm not one of four brothers, for instance. I'm one of three, it has to be said, but I'm not one of four. Yeah, because my brothers have seen the play and they're kind of going, well, people are going to think this is about us.
And did they like it? Did your brothers like it?
Sorry?
Did your brothers like the play? What did they make of it?
They loved the play. They were very disturbed by aspects of the play, but also found it very funny because, you know, it's a very entertaining play. My job is to entertain people and I want to give them a great evening out. There are parts of the play, that kind of squeeze your heart really hard. But that's part of the thrill ride. You know, it's not like Saw or something. And you don't see anything, for instance. It's just what's going on in your mind and seeing what goes on in the human heart that makes people kind of catch their breath. You know, you can hear the audience stop breathing at certain points, which is exciting. But my brothers really loved it, and they both understand the arts and stuff. But they do go, oh, you know, people are going to keep asking us if this is about us. But they're very proud of the play, and in fact, Gary, my the next one down, he's a well-known actor, used to be on EastEnders playing Paul Truman, and he's going to come on stage on Thursday night next week and do an interview with me and the cast about the play. So he's really excited about that.
Okay. And is this something for yourself? I mean, in terms of, and this sort of something, you know, sort of cathartic about this, is that you're getting this out in the open, or... I mean, there's something about bearing your soul on stage for everyone to go there and look at and, you know, maybe ridicule and laugh at you or whatever. Is there something about that? I don't know. How do you feel about that?
Great. I got the most beautiful letter today from somebody who said, I was resisting the characters. I was saying, I'm not them. I don't know why we're watching these people. They're, you know, I mean, I'm making it sound really like they're that bad. And they're very funny and charming, but she was like, I don't want to be won over by these charming people. I don't like what they stand for. And then she said, by the end of it, she said, I saw an absolute mirror to myself. And I felt, and I saw myself completely wanting to hug them, wanting to connect with them, wanting to protect them. And then she said, and then also I came out of there feeling lighter, like I'd learned something about other people, learned something about myself, and closer to humanity, closer to people closer to everyone around me. She just made me look at people and think, there's more to you than meets the eye about everyone, which was, you know, that's the thing. And in fact, some people have said, though, that the ending's too uplifting, why are you doing that? So a couple of people have gone that I'm too uplifting, but that was my aim, to uplift. I don't think you can be too uplifting.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the experience of watching, I mean, the Theatre Rolling Stratford is a great, I mean, if people haven't been there, it's a fantastic place. It's a place. But there's also this thing about you, when I went to see it, there's people there and they were encouraged to do it, start tweeting during the performance. Now, normally, if you go along to a theatre, what they would say is, you know, there's an announcement from you, please turn off your mobile phones or whatever. And this sort of comes. But in this play, you're actually encouraging people to tweet. I mean, why did you do that?
It's, you know, this is the digital age. This is what's happening. People are communicating all the time. People are sharing things. The audience is taking over the job of being the reviewers and the pundits and the advertisers. People are, you know, it's a revolution, and people are speaking to one another across the world. Somebody in Thailand can hear about a play in London and decide whether they're going to come when they arrive on holiday. People are just, people are spreading things in, you know, it's the hive now. We're communicating almost, sometimes without even spoken word, you know, we're just sending this stuff out. And so to resist that is to resist the magical of the evolution that we're involved in. And this theatre, which has always been a community theatre, is kind of reaching forward and backwards. Because this takes you back to Shakespeare or the Music Hall, which is, you know, famously had music. It was a music hall theatre for a while. And so you get this audience involvement and this audience response to the stage, sometimes vocal, and then having them reach out and become the voice of the theatre is exciting. That's a Shakespearean tradition. You know, you're not meant to...
It's like a quiet heckle in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
A silent heckle, yeah.
It's meant to be a marketplace. It's meant to be a playground. It's meant to be the heartbeat of its community. It's perfect. And, of course, it's very modern, very now. It's just a perfect... And young people are coming. It's very exciting that young people are coming to the theatre. So we have this big range of people. I mean, 16 is the age of the play, but people are coming at 14 who are loving the play. And right to, you know, people in their 80s who are getting their phones out and tweeting and joining the digital revolution. It's so exciting.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Ricky, this sounds great. We've got to go to the break in a minute. Can you just tell us the nuts and bolts, where, how people can get there and where they can get the tickets from, stuff like that?
Theatre Royal Stratford East, which is right there in the Stratford Centre, opposite the Westfield. It's a beautiful old Victorian theatre.
Great place, yeah.
Yep, you can ring the box office or you can go on stratfordeast.com online and book tickets. Fantastic food. Jamaican food.
Down there in that bar, it's fantastic, the food down there, isn't it?
Yeah. So you can have a full kind of community experience down there and then see a play that will knock your socks off and have you talking about it for weeks.
Yeah, I know, it's a good night out. It always is down at Theatre Rolling Stratford. It runs until the 25th of May as well, isn't it?
I understand, yeah. Every single night, so anybody can come up and speak to me about the play. I could not miss a single night at Theatre Royal Stratford. I'm so honoured that I've got a play on at that legendary theatre. I can't stay away.
Okay, I tell you, we're going to go to the break now. But tell you what, one final question though, yeah? There's one reason, yeah? There's somebody sitting at home, they think, well, I don't know where to go and see. I'm not the sort of person who normally goes to the theatre and things like that. One reason they should go and see Gutted.
One reason? Because the theatre is meant to entertain you and it's going to do something that you're... TV cannot do and the cinema cannot do. The sweat and the laughter and the love and the pain and the magic of it is right there in the room with you. You can meet the actors afterwards. It's a completely immersive experience. And this play will make you laugh and cry, and you'll feel like a new person the minute you leave the theatre.
Ricky Beadle Blair, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92.
Thank you.
Seven Kings, Jim Carner.